Thanks indeed, Aidan. Now I'm joined by John Kenny, who I know through his involvement with Horswood GAA Club for a long number of years. He's the new chairman of Cushion and Ogan Wexford, which of course caters for the underage games from minor down. He also stood for the chair of county vice chairman, and he was defeated in that vote by Bobby Goff. But John, I suppose first off, just a lot of people in the county, I know you're involved in Horswood for a number of years when they were successful, funny enough, winning county titles and still doing well. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the GAA.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose I came on, you would have known me back, I was secretary and then chairman in Horswood for 5 or 6 years. I suppose it was during our most successful time, and we had many great nights that time, Liam, down in the dressing room in Horswood when he used to be coming down to see us the week before the county final. And I suppose I've been involved with Horswood all my life, and then I went into the county board as the county board rep for Horswood for a number of years. And then Derek asked me, when he went in as chairman in 2016, to take over as chairman of the finance committee. So I was chairman of the finance committee there for 4 years, and then Derek asked me, it was the year before he finished, to come on to the management of the county board. And I was actually given the position of secretary of Cushton and Og at that time. It was a strange year. It was the year, I suppose, 2020, and we didn't get a lot done. We got most of our finals played. So it was an opportunity. It came up, and I just said, sure, I suppose I wasn't that well known at the time, but I said I'd have a look at the vice chairman's job. And best luck to Bobby Goff. He was the victor, and there was myself and Bobby. There was no issue before it, and no issue after. We get on great, and best luck to Bobby, doing a great job there. And he was actually coaching officer in Cushton & Og for the last number of years. So he's moved on now from that into very important vice chairman's role. And of course, even more important, he's now chairman of the CCC on the adult committee as well. I suppose just in saying that, Liam, I suppose just want to pay tribute also to the outgoing vice chairperson, which was Marjorie Furlong from Davidson Court, Nicoddy, and also the vice chairperson, Angela McCormack, and he was from Nafina Clenard, and they'd done great work there for a number of years. So they decided to step down then, Liam, I suppose, last year. And Micheál, when he came in, then he asked me to take on the role of chairman of Cushton & Og, which I was delighted to do. And we have a new committee there with some new faces and also with good experience there as well. So look, that's where we're at now at the present.
Yeah, and I always said, John, if your competition, first of all, is healthy for positions in any organisation, but I think once you fill the role of secretary, I think it's the toughest job of all. I think you're well capable of doing anything after that.
Well, I don't know. I've been that now on two occasions. I was in Horswood for four or five years as well. But look, absolutely, it's probably one of the key, if not the key role in any organisation. But I would agree with you. I did feel at the time last year, and I think Bobby felt the same way, in fairness to him, that it was healthy, that there was a competition for the vice chairman in Wexford. And I think we both agreed that at the time. So yeah, no, I'd agree with you. But look, we have a great committee, and I have a great secretary in there now, Aideen Howland from Duffy Rovers. I just would like to mention my new committee there on Cushton & Og. Vice chairman there is Graham Rowley, and Graham is also the chairman of the CCC. Aideen Howland is its secretary. Mary O'Reilly, who's been there for many years and keeps us on our toes in Barrington, is still treasurer. Tom Cousins, a new guy, has come in. He's principal down in Our Lady's Island School, and myself and Tom have worked very, very well over the last couple of months, and he's the new coaching officer. Children's officer is Des Croke, and Des has been there as well for a number of years, but very experienced in his role. We're very lucky to have our full-time administrator in Wexford Park, which is Marion Doyle, and most people in the county would know Marion and know how efficient she is. And I'm also delighted to welcome from a neighbouring parish of mine, Gusseron, Michael Hennessy Cullen, who's the PRO for Cushton & Og in Wexford. And Michael is a guy who's a young guy who is, you know, very good, has great ideas, and look forward to working with all these people over the next while.
Yeah, we all know of the COVID restrictions. When are we going to, you know, you principally are in charge of the under 18 downwards in GAA, and there's a big question mark at the moment, John, and it's very difficult for young people, I believe, because say a minor this year or last year mightn't have got any action at all, so he's missed a complete age.
Yeah, and it's something I've been very conscious of, Liam, and I'd say over 80% of the phone calls that I've taken since I've taken up the role from clubs around the county have been in relation to that, as to when is training starting back. There was also, we've about approximately about 27 county finals, within Shield finals, county finals they played from last year. And we've given a commitment, and we gave it at the county board meeting last week, that we are going to play. They're going to be the first on the agenda. They will be all played. And we've given that commitment to the clubs. And Graham, his committee, will work on that to ensure that we play them over the first couple of weeks when we get back. And so when we get back, Liam, look, we're all here. You know, so we don't have an answer. Like, we're hopeful, obviously, with all schools back on the 12th of April, we will be hopeful that around that time, they will at least be allowed back training. Because look at that, even this morning on the radio, I heard some expert and on the Brendan O'Connor show on Radio RT Radio 1 saying the safest place to be is outdoors if you're going to do anything. So surely if the kids can go back to school, they can surely be allowed to go out and train at least, you know, in the open air.
One of the great challenges when we are up and running has always been a bugbear me that we don't play enough underage games during the summer. I know it's very hard to talk about that at the moment because we're not really sure of what pathway is going to take place because of COVID. But it is one of the challenges, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And look, it is. And what we'll be able to do in 2021, we just don't know yet, because obviously, you know, we just don't know when we're going to get back. And obviously our priority has to be to play championships and get those done. And it takes, you know, I don't know, I think upwards of 20 to 25 weeks to get those played. So we're probably going to be limiting what we can do. But Liam, you're probably well aware that from part of what we launched at our first question in Oak County Board meeting, which we held there, Micheál obviously came in as chairman in December. And the first thing, obviously, was to launch this Wexford strategic plan, which is, it's a great document and very forward thinking. So part of that plan was the underage review. So he gave myself and Tom Cousin, the coaching officer, I suppose we were the ones that were tasked with getting this underway. So we set about and we formed a committee, Tom and myself, on that committee. We had Aideen, obviously, as a Cushion secretary, and we also had Graham as both vice chairman and chairman of the CCC. And we also brought in Ray Harris, four guys from around the county who had been involved in a similar committee some years ago with Ray, and they were Darren Caulfield, Dermot Ryan, Shane Reddy and Gary Curley. Four young guys who are involved with coaching with their own clubs. So we set about looking at a whole underage review of Wexford, and obviously we met on a number of occasions since January. And the first thing we decided to do, we got a survey out to the clubs. So the survey, I suppose, was looking at exactly what you said, number of games, player retention, coaching and refereeing. And it was delighted to see that we got over 40 responses back from the clubs. So that was gave us great heart that, you know, that the interest was there. So I suppose, like, some of the things that came out of that thing, like, we kind of think that we lose players from under 17 onwards. But in effect, we were actually, when we looked at it over the last 2 years, we'd actually lost 15% of our players from under 15 to under 17. And if you even look, I think 10%.
That's a problem for all sports, though, John. Sorry for cutting across you. That's a problem that all sports have. Because the real problem for sport is the good under 17 is playing rugby or he's playing soccer. So that's the real challenge for all sports.
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose what we're trying to do from a GAA point of view and from a Christian Oak point of view for underage, our underpinning values that we laid out in the action plan was that we would provide opportunities for every club to play every player every week, for every club to be involved in a developmental league prior to championship. And I suppose that clubs would focus primarily on player development. Now, along with that, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the coaching office in Wexford under games development manager Ray Harris, they're launching what they call the Wexford Way, which is a player development document. It's actually been launched on Monday night to the clubs in the county. This is a great document. It's the go-to document for coaches for the point of entry to up to minor level. And extremely a lot of work went into this by Ray and his team and any clubs that are on there. I know every club in the county has got an invitation, but I would really, really, really encourage them to come on Monday night, just to see exactly. I think this is going to be a go-to document for years to come. It will be able to be added to it, but it will allow for any coach to go in, that they can go in and see any drill. They're all there for them in one document, that is a kind of a manual to allow them to coach. And I think it's something that will stand to Wexford GAA for the years to come.
Yeah, and I suppose the one plus of COVID-19, if there is a plus, a lot of sports and the GAA are having a rethink about the way they run things, about thinking about the player, the value of having proper fixture schedules at inter-county level as well as a county level.
Would this season have happened only for COVID-19? So there's no doubt, you know, absolutely. That's exactly. And I suppose it did give us the opportunity because I was conscious, like, from the point of view of the clubs in the county, from the Cushton and Oak point of view, like, did the people were doing anything? And I suppose that is why. But we have been working very, very hard in the background here, and we're ready to go now as soon as we get the green light. But, like, it kind of gave us that opportunity because of nothing else, I suppose, happening, that we could sit down for the last couple of months and we had the time to be able to do a complete root and branch of the whole underage GAA in Wexford, to come up then, as we say, with our underage review action plan.
The reality is, John, if you or me ask any young boy or girl at any age, what do they want from their games? Games is what they want, to play games. Absolutely. Whatever about the trainer, whatever about anything else, games, 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 because they can get that in soccer every weekend, know when they're playing, and until the GAA as an organisation and as an association put that foremost at the top of their agenda, I think they will struggle against the other sports. Struggle is probably the wrong word, but you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, I do. I absolutely, and if you see our document, Liam, the primary thing is that our number one value is that we wanted to provide the opportunity for every club player to play every week. And that's every player. Do you know what I mean? That in some shape, or you know what I mean? That they get some kind of game time every week, that we can provide the format for actually doing that. And like, that's going to be our challenge. And something that is like, obviously, this is something that we're looking to do. Like it's probably 2022 before we're going to be able to implement fully our plans here, because obviously we're just going to be restricted. But that's our intention, and that's what we know, and we've kind of committed that's what we are going to do.
Yeah, one of the final question, John. I know you're only in the chair, and it is one of the challenges. The Wexford have always had an underage. The football hurling debate, particularly at minor, we have an atrocious record at minor football, and a lot of it is a lot associated with that problem is the fact that some of the really good hurlers are good footballers as well, and maybe number 24 up to 32 in the minor hurling team are good footballers, and they should be playing football. So it's not one to solve, but it certainly has been an ongoing problem. And as I said, our record at minor football has been abysmal.
I look at there's a fair comment. Like, I'm only in the job a couple of months.
I'm not going to hold you on that one, John. I'm not going to pin you down on that one. But it shows you the challenges that are out there, John.
All the challenges there, but look, we have guys there that have been put in place for this year. In fairness, look, I know it's been an issue, but look, we have to just try and ensure that they're both getting equal opportunities. That's all, you know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, John, it's a great challenge. An organisation, a sporting organisation, any organisation wouldn't run without volunteers. And you put your name forward. You've had plenty of experience. I know that from Horswood. And I'm sure you're looking forward to the challenge. And it's exciting, I suppose, in a way, isn't it? Because there's a lot of positives will come out of COVID-19, I believe, eventually.
Yeah, look, we're really looking forward. We're so looking forward. Like, it would just give me great heart just to see the fields opened up again, hopefully in April, if we can get the kids back training and that. Then we're looking into May or June. But look, just to stress, because I know it's the one question I've been asked since I started, to all those clubs that are out there waiting on those county finals from 2020, we will play them as soon as we can get the green light. We will, because I don't want to see anybody disappointed. For some of those chaps or whatever, it might be the only county final they ever get to. So I think it's not for us to say that they're not going to play that. So just to let them know that as soon as we get the green light, those county finals will be played. Okay? And look, we look forward to hopefully getting our championships, whatever, getting played. But look, we're really, really excited about getting this underage action plan into being. It might take us a year or so. We're committed to actually to fully doing it, Liam. And just, I would say this, the final thing is on that for the clubs, the launch of the Wexford Way, I think it's a significant thing for the county. It's on this Monday night, 29th, with Ray and his team via MS Teams at 7:30.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that, John. It's a good way, the Wexford Way, the pathway through the age groups.
I saw the document for the first time. It was only fully completed yesterday that where they actually put the whole document together, And Ray sent it on to me yesterday morning, and it's absolutely excellent. And I think the clubs are really, really going to really appreciate this. And I think anybody involved with underage coaching, I think this is going to be a must.
You should always finish an interview on a positive note, John, and we have finished on a positive note. And
well, look at absolutely. And look at Liam, thanks for the time for you to come and have a chat with us, and look at hopefully talk to you more maybe during the year.